The National Identification Authority, NIA, will on the 22nd of this month begin a mass registration in the Upper West region. The exercise, which is expected to last for 10 days, will cover all persons from 6 years and above. The head of public affairs of the NIA, Betha Jeble, has however urged residents in the area to participate fully in the exercise. She added that a total of 1,267 personnel have been trained to assist them to fill the forms, while 700 will be in charge of entering the data. We bring you a news desk report.
Madame Jeble stated that persons who do not possess any documents can bring their relatives to identify them under oath. She stressed that the registration is absolutely free and advised the public to report any officer or person who demands money for registration. She also said it was an offence for anyone to try to register twice, adding that the system could only capture a person's information once and that anyone who tried registering twice will be identified and punished according to the law. She said the difficulty associated with the exercise was how to determine people living along border areas as Ghanaians or non-Ghanaians. She, however, added that in such areas, chiefs and opinion leaders will be contacted to assist in identifying such people. Madame Jeble said the exercise was not for voting purposes, but rather a mechanism aimed at providing a secured and undoubted way of identifying both Ghanaians and foreign nationals living in the country. She therefore appealed to the public not to prevent people from registering.
That was a news desk report.